This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial toll free to join us on the radio waves here as we launch into hour number two. And you can take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about privilege. If you've got comments on that, you're still welcome to join us on that topic. Also on the way tonight, a historic weekend in Alaska for the cannabis industry. I'd like to talk about that when we get the chance, but we're going to the phones first, where Riley is on the line. We want to talk about someone who doesn't have much privilege. He's blind. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program via Skype.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, I think Ian was right. I don't have a lot of privilege in my life. I don't have the privilege of being able to drive like everyone else. I don't have the privilege of going to a job and having everything just available to me. I have to have special accommodations made. So there's an interesting thing to look at when it comes to privilege. But before I go on with my topic, I want to mention briefly about the Free Talk Live Daily Digest that I put together every day for the show. It's the 20 to 30 minute bit of audio that comes out with the podcast that comes out every day, and I work on it. If you feel like you want to support it, please donate 5 to 10 bucks to me. That's if you choose to. I'm not going to make you. I'm not going to come to your house and tell you have to. If you feel like it's something that's worthwhile to you, then please feel free to donate.
Your Bitcoin address is in the description of each show. So if you're on SoundCloud channel, for instance, you'll see in the description the way to donate to you. So for folks who didn't know that, that's how.
Right. And there's also a Patreon link there as well.
Yep. Oh, by the way, I'm glad you brought that up, because I actually had somebody tell me tonight, longtime listener of the show, said that he actually stopped listening after the digests started coming out, which is, you know, was surprising to me. And he said the reason for that was because he didn't like hearing the same thing twice. So I guess he just, you know, indiscriminately was listening to everything that came down from our main feed, because what we do with our podcast is everything that we create just goes into that feed. So if Mark does an Edgington Post episode, that goes in the feed. If there's a full episode of Free Talk Live, as there is, you know, there are 7 nights a week, that goes into the feed. The digests go into that feed. And my thought there was, I'd rather have the feed with a bunch of stuff in it, and then people can just pick what they want to listen to. And so what we've had, aside from this, is the episodes-only feed, because some people just want the episodes. They don't want the other stuff. They don't want the Edgington Post. They don't want the digest. They want the full show. And so we've had that for a while. But also, you can now get, just as of tonight, because of this person bringing this up to me, before you called in, I hadn't even talked to you about it yet, literally, in the last break, just finished uploading this over at freetalklive.com. On our podcast page, we now have a digest only feed. So if you want to so if you only want to subscribe to the digest. So it had been, if you wanted to get the full feed, you could do that. If you wanted only the full episodes, you could do that. Now, if only what you want is that 20 to 30 minute digest that Riley creates for us out of his own, you know, free will and time, and, you know, out of the goodness of his heart, that he creates for us every single day, you just want that 20 to 30 minute summary of the show, because you don't have 2 hours a day to listen to Free Talk Live. Like a lot of people don't. You drive 15 minutes to work, 15 minutes home. You can listen to the digest. So now you get the digest only feed, and here's how you find it. You go to feeds.freetalklive.com. That'll actually show you the different options. So there's one that's got only Edgington posts, there's one that's got just the digest, there's one that's got the full show, and then there's the full-on feed that's got it all in one. So you can now listen to whichever RSS feed that you would like. Put your favorite one into your iTunes or into whatever RSS readers people are using these days. So if you want to check out our full list of feed options, including Google Play, YouTube, Stitcher, and a few others, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. All right, so Riley, what were you actually calling about tonight?
Well, I wanted to continue the discussion about privilege. We were talking about me not having a lot of privilege, and we mentioned that I can't drive. I have to have special accommodations when it comes to work, schooling, and whatnot. And that can be kind of expensive for an employer who may want to hire me, because if they have a computer that I need to use, I may have to get software installed on that computer, and specialized software for the blind can be rather expensive.
I bet.
There's a program that's run on Windows called JAWS, and it's Job Access with Speech. That's what it stands for, and it runs probably about $1,000 just for the software. So, you know, for blind people, it's really hard to get out in the workforce. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's a little tougher for me to get out in the workforce. So.
You can still do phone sex as a blind person.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure I could, but it's just something I don't want to do.
Sure.
But then there's the privilege of, they have the right, according to the Bill of Rights, to keep and bear arms.
Mm.
But the question I have for you guys, does that extend to blind people as well?
I say yes. Of course it does.
Yeah.
I would say so too, but then I have those people that would argue, well, you know, you can't have a gun because you're blind and you may miss your target. But the reality is, if I know how to shoot a gun and I'm comfortable with it, I should have the right to own one.
Absolutely. Look, if you're in your home and you're the only person there and somebody is breaking into your home and you yell out at them, you know, hey, you come any closer and I'm going to shoot you, you know, they're the only person that's going to get shot, you know?
Exactly.
And as a blind person, your other senses are more attuned. You're probably very well likely to get a hit if you can hear the person.
Exactly. But I would rather just de-escalate the situation first. I mean, I don't want to have to kill anybody. That's kind of traumatic. But, you know, I'd want to still have that right. And, yes, I have been shooting. I've shot a few guns in my lifetime, mostly 22s. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy it. It's just I still think that I should have the right to keep and bear arms just like everyone else.
Absolutely.
Now, when it comes to the Starbucks thing and privilege, I have no idea where this person's getting this idea where that pumpkin lattes are about sexism and white privilege. I really have no idea how this person draws this conclusion because, you know, if you want to enjoy luxury things, go ahead. Enjoy luxury things. You have the right to if you've earned the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not going to begrudge people from enjoying their luxuries just because I'm not making as much money as they are. So that's just my perspective.
I'm with you. Riley, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And again, that's Riley, the creator of the Free Talk Live Daily Digest. Very cool.
Makes me think, you know, there's a kid who developed a sonar, a blind kid who used clicking with his mouth.
To like an elephant or whatever.
It's literally just with his tongue.
Yep.
And is able from that sound to almost see. Like this guy runs it for like this.
But are you saying this is a thing, or you're just imagining this?
No, this is a real kid. Yeah, this is a real kid who he's probably, you know, in his 20s now. But he you know, they show him like skateboarding, rollerblading, like, you know, he's constantly making a clicking noise as he goes.
Fascinating.
And he's able to basically very quickly perceive his environment around him.
Wow, where did you see this?
It was
YouTube.
A YouTuber of some video site. You know, they was just showing him going around, and it
so
was like
search
amazing.
For blind skateboarder,
yeah. I mean,
sonar,
like daredevil. You know, like it's like unbelievable ability.
Very cool.
I'll bring it up for you in the next break. Maybe we can post it on the...
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
So you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, there is a privilege that in Alaska right now and in a few other states that people in those states have that the rest of us don't. And we all should have it, but unfortunately, we're not there yet. Here in the 21st century, only a handful of states have legal recreational
cannabis.
You know,
cannabis. I'm sure people are mad at me because I don't like that use of that word privilege. I just feel like it's being used.
It's the wrong usage.
Well,
it's
being used as an excuse because people are so uncomfortable with saying how many people are disadvantaged and you know, and have, you know, a form of oppression, and that doesn't make everything else privilege.
That's right.
You know.
There's plenty of, like I said before, there's plenty of white people in court, too.
And I think it's particularly relevant
police.
When you bring up a disability, you know, that you know, oh, everything else is a privilege. Well, because you're uncomfortable with saying, no, that person has a disability.
Right.
You know? So everything has to become a privilege. No, that's not really the case.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. It was a very special weekend in Alaska this weekend for marijuana smokers. We'll tell you a little bit about that and some of the difficulty that pot shops are having around the country as well. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnson, you've brought an advice column in. We're going to get into that in a little bit. It has something to do with some young people moving in with a grandmother of one of the couple and some conflict between the ladies. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, we'll get into that here.
I just thought it was an interesting story. You know, I like the just odd, kind of sort of offbeat sort of stories that bring up the issues.
I like some personal issues and discussion about that, so we'll get into it here. But also, in other news, I saw a headline over the weekend about Alaska, where apparently this weekend was a pretty big, noteworthy weekend for the people in the recreational marijuana industry. As you may have been aware, it was after Colorado and Washington that Alaska and Oregon went ahead and legalized cannabis. If I'm recalling correctly, I think Guam was in there as well as Washington, D.C.
Not sure. So
those are the, I believe, the current places in the United States. In D.C., it's legal to possess it. It's not legal to sell it in a store. But in places like Oregon and Washington, I don't know if Oregon's there yet, but I'm pretty sure they were one of the states that did legalize it. Of course, there's actually five states coming up next week that will be, there's, you know, ballot measures that are going to be on the ballot where the voters will be able to decide whether or not to legalize, and I believe
Maine. Seems fairly likely that they're going to go through most of them.
I hope so. Maine, your former living place, Cody, is one of those states.
My home state. Yep,
Massachusetts is one of them as well, and I don't have the list in front of me. But
so now New Hampshire will just be surrounded, beset on all sides by...
That'll be pretty sad.
It will be
New
sad.
Hampshire is the last state to get going on this.
It will be sad. But hopefully, you know, there's still a chance that with a new governor coming in, that maybe we'll see some movement in that particular area.
Door.
Yeah, so anyway, in Anchorage, Alaska, quick story here from the Associated Press. Alaska's first marijuana retail outlet opened to a throng of customers this weekend on Saturday, 2 years after voters approved allowing people 21 and older recreationally to use pot. So that's the thing that I think may be in our favor here in New Hampshire is if it takes a long time for these recreational things to actually go through, like here we are 2 years later, and finally the doors are opening on this this facility, maybe New Hampshire could possibly legalize it and beat the rest of them to the punch.
Right.
But then again, government doesn't tend to move quickly, so I wouldn't hold my breath for that. But it's still just because
New Hampshire is the first state that did it like legislatively, did some very interesting things, but hasn't got in the way, right? I mean,
well, New Hampshire for marijuana reform has had tremendous support in the state house. We're talking about 80% of the state house supporting it. So that's huge.
Right.
I mean, it seems like it's an inevitable thing based on that. I mean, that's an indicator that that's what the people want to have happen. Of course, polls also show that a majority of the people of New Hampshire want it to happen as well. So, I mean, it's going to happen at some point.
Right.
It's just a question of when and, you know, how long and how many more hoops do we need to jump through. And ultimately, will our legalization situation be better than the other states in that will there, you know, not be as much restrictions on where you can smoke? Will we be able to walk down the street legally and smoke a joint? You can't do that legally in Colorado.
Right.
Now, there are probably plenty of people who do it anyway because screw it, what are you going to get a ticket? I mean, is it going to be you know, the end of the world? So maybe what will happen is we'll see Massachusetts, we'll see Maine go ahead and legalize it. That still will give us some time to sort of jump on board and it'll all kind of play out at the same time, because then we'll be able to point to Alaska and Maine and say, hey, look, this is happening here. Why are we still sitting here doing nothing in New Hampshire?
Well, the problem is, too, is that New Hampshire is going to be leaving a lot of money on the table.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the motivator for the politicians.
People are going to be going to Maine or Massachusetts to buy their weed, which will be highly taxed. And they will go to those state governments in New Hampshire. They're just going to be sitting around twiddling their thumbs.
So maybe that's what New Hampshire could do.
I swear that will be their motivating factor because that's the type of people they are.
I mean, New Hampshire's always had that, what they call the New Hampshire advantage, right, where we don't have a sales tax.
Right.
There's food tax, meaning that if you go to a restaurant, you'll pay a sales tax on eating out. But otherwise, if you go to Walmart or something and you're buying things, there's no sales tax. And that draws people from Massachusetts and draws people
that's
from
probably what they're trying and working on. They're probably working on it where marijuana will only be served at places where you can't actually get marijuana. You have to have it pre-rolled in joints. That way, it's a service. And that way, they get the 9% service tax, and it's been prepared for you.
Well, that's the thing. If they do legalize it, I mean, I don't support taxing it.
Right.
But unfortunately, for it to pass, it's likely going to need to be.
Right.
That's just the basis of kind of the compromise of this whole process.
I mean, but edibles would be considered prepared foods, so they could have to tax those at 9%.
Yeah, I guess there's like some rule about that, because there's this place in Keene.
Yeah, maybe the baked goods. Yeah, you're right.
Where if you there's a place called Timoleon's on Main Street in Keene, where if you buy more than a certain number of cookies, you don't have to pay the tax.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what the why that rule exists, or what the rule is, or you know what it is statutorily, but maybe, you know, what you're saying, maybe you're onto something, Cody. Maybe if Massachusetts and Maine go ahead and legalize it, I don't know what the proposal is. I haven't actually read the ballot proposal or the statutes that would be written surrounding it, but I suspect you're right that there will be a high tax placed on marijuana.
Oh yeah,
which would mean that New Hampshire, which would mean that New Hampshire could look at those tax rates and say, oh well, they're taxing 20% in Massachusetts, they're taxing 15% in Maine, let's tax ours at 10 or 5%, so undercut the surrounding states, have the lowest tax, the lowest priced marijuana,
right.
That would encourage more people to come from those states into New Hampshire. So I think that could be something that could maybe, you know, be a selling point for the future of marijuana in New Hampshire. But for right now, kudos to the folks out in Alaska, which was, by the way, the third place state on the Free State Project's selection. And they've beaten us to the punch here with marijuana.
Opt-out state.
I would have gone. Had it won, I'd be there.
Alaska.
More than 250 people lined up outside of Herbal Outfitters in Valdez. Store owner Richard Ballow said customers came from as far away as Anchorage and Fairbanks, more than 350 miles to the north.
It's a large state.
Wow.
It's humongous. The opening Saturday at high noon marks the first time it's legal to buy pot under a voter initiative approved in November of 2014. Voter approval made it legal under state law to possess up to an ounce of marijuana outside of your home. It's a historic moment, said the owner, Richard Ballow. He says, I feel like I'm blessed and honored to be a part of this. The state's first testing lab, CanTest, opened in Anchorage on Monday. After clearing regulatory hurdles, they will test cannabis flowers, edibles, and concentrates. Herbal Outfitters General Manager Derek Morris says the store will initially carry only dried cannabis flowers, but he said...
I'm just sorry, I'm doing internal math in my head here. That'd be like, what, like a 5.5 hour drive at least, right?
It's a
like
long drive.
One way.
It's like 35 miles from here to Manchester.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a long drive for some weed. But people are excited.
Yeah.
You know, this is their first chance to go in. So I mean, that's a cool thing.
Could be like 6 or 7. You know, like,
that's one way. Herbal Outfitters manager says initially they'll carry only the flowers, but eventually manufacturers of edibles and concentrates are still in various stages of the permitting process. In Fairbanks, two marijuana retail stores are planning to open next week after their final inspections are completed, and a third Fairbanks store will be opening in about 1 month. So things are about to blow up on the scene of cannabis being recreationally legal in Alaska. If you're up there and you want to tell us about your experiences, you're welcome to join us, or whatever is on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, balance and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Big news in Alaska is the doors are open on the very first cannabis club, the very first recreational retail location where any adult can walk in the doors and walk out with up to an ounce of marijuana.
So that's the cutoff, an ounce.
An ounce is the maximum that apparently you can have outside of your home. I don't know what the maximum inside of your home is. Presumably it might be a little bit more than 1 ounce. But regardless, an ounce is a hell of a lot more than zero, which is what you previously were legally allowed.
Yeah, and it's more than I would know what to do with, so I wouldn't complain.
That's a good amount. I mean, an ounce, only the most heavy marijuana smoker would probably be able to get through an ounce of weed in a month.
And a lot of these places let you actually grow your own as well, isn't that true?
Yeah, I suspect Alaska is one of those places as well, but I haven't read the whatever the ballot proposal was that went through back in 2014. So if you're in Alaska and you want to kind of fill us in on what things are like up there, again, more of these marijuana facilities are scheduled to open their doors very soon, including three in Fairbanks. The one that we were reading about was in a different location, and people were coming from as far as 350 miles away just to visit this this place because it was the first one. So kudos to them, and if you want to share your thoughts, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Now, one of the things I want to talk about here that is in relation to this story is how difficult it is for these folks to actually do business, like to do something as simple as have a bank account. It's harder than you might think to have a bank account as a marijuana business. So even though it's legal, many of the banks still don't want to do business with you.
Well, because it's against the federal law.
That's correct. And so we can talk about that. Which means that a lot of these folks should really consider Bitcoin acceptance, because then you're basically your own bank. We've talked a lot about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live, and in fact, Roger Ver, who is also known as Bitcoin Jesus, he believes that the greatest threat to Bitcoin is actually coming from the inside, not government regulation, because you can't regulate Bitcoin. Government can't stop it, but it seems like it's being held back a bit by some in the Bitcoin community who don't want to see it grow. They're trying to stop the block size from increasing. That's a technical aspect of Bitcoin that has to do with how many transactions per minute that the Bitcoin network can handle. And so some people, like Roger, support the increased block size. They've gotten behind this brand new Bitcoin client called Bitcoin Unlimited. In fact, recently via BTC, which is the fifth largest miner in the world, switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. And if enough people switch to Bitcoin Unlimited, then that's the direction the Bitcoin network will go in. So unlike a lot of things where there's some top-down board of directors that decides things, Bitcoin is actually, the future of Bitcoin is decided by the Bitcoin community themselves. So you want to learn more about Bitcoin Unlimited, just go to bitcoinunlimited.info, because Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. That's bitcoinunlimited.info. As we go to Sarah, listening in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hey, yes. Did you know that Hillary and Bill Clinton graced the cover of the issue of OLA, November of OLA?
Of
the
what?
Spanish. OLA means high
OLA.
In Spanish.
Yes, H-O-L-A, yeah, OLA. Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's a Spanish language celebrity magazine with a weekly circulation about 1 million in the United States and 15 other countries.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I have a picture of it. It was on the ABQ Press this morning. So, so she's holding a letter, and Bill Clinton is behind her holding her shoulders. And so, you know, my point is that, well, the Spanish, the Latinos must like the Clintons. In order for them to put them on.
Well, we're back into collectivism here, Sarah, and I know you actually don't bother to listen to Free Talk Live, so you didn't hear the conversation that we had earlier, nor would it really have registered with you anyway. But collectivism is where you believe something about a group of people based on some supposition that you have on how some of them have actually operated. Just because the publishers of Hola magazine like Hillary and Bill Clinton doesn't mean that all Hispanics, or necessarily even that most Hispanics, would like Hillary or Bill Clinton. You understand that, right?
Right.
Because people are individuals, and individuals have different values. And just because you're Hispanic doesn't mean that you have any specific belief system whatsoever. There are conservative Hispanics, there are liberal Hispanics, there are libertarian Hispanics. You should talk to each individual and find out what they really think before you jump to a conclusion about someone based on their race or where they were born. Because to do anything else but that is really not fair, and it doesn't treat people as the individual thinking people or not-so-thinking people that they might be.
Right. It's not just to slump people, but I just want to tell you that when I say there's an average of third-grade reading level in Mexico, that's because we have the third lowest test scores other than Mississippi and Louisiana. So that's factual. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, yes, everybody in New Mexico is stupid. We have the lowest test score. It's based on
sure,
reality.
You can make a statement about a group based on, you know, statistics. Okay, that's fine. But it also ignores the fact that there are still some great readers in the state of New Mexico. So, you know, not everybody in New Mexico is a dummy. Maybe the average reading level isn't so great, but that doesn't necessarily speak to the individual's experience. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a really interesting piece over at Bloomberg.com about something I knew was the case but hadn't really gotten details on, and that is how hard it is to run a marijuana business, legal marijuana business from the business side of things. Because it's not hard to sell marijuana. that product sells itself. You put it on the shelf, right. The doors are open, people are going to come in and buy it, as long as it's not moldy and, you know, in terrible shape or whatever. So here's a piece from Bloomberg, and I'll just share a portion of it with you because it's fairly lengthy. Punctuated by sharp intakes of breath, Max Simon repeated himself softly, trying to mask a deep frustration. We are a media company. We produce media, he says. Like many startup founders, the 34-year-old has a spiel right down to the enunciation and cadence. He gave his speech 9 times to 9 different bankers. 8 of the 9 rejected him. But it wasn't venture capital he was seeking. It was a checking account. Simon is the founder of Green Flower Media LLC, a production company in Ojai, California, that sells educational videos about marijuana.
Wow.
With topics ranging from medicinal use to cannabis industry investing. He likens the platform to a cannabis-centric Lynda.com, the online course a company owned by LinkedIn. Shortly after Green Flower sold its first batch of videos, Simon received an email from Chase Bank, the company's corporate account, was being shut down. It took a series of meandering customer service calls for him to discover why. The account, he was told, was marked high risk because the company is part of the marijuana industry. For the next several months, Green Flower didn't even have a bank, placing it in a financial netherworld that can make life near impossible for any going concern. Simon was forced to withdraw money from a different business to ensure that his employees' checks didn't bounce. He said, we have no relationship with the plant whatsoever. We don't even touch the plant. Simon was rejected by banks and credit unions of all sizes before finally being offered an account with a financial institution, which he declined to name so as not to draw additional scrutiny.
Right.
Asked why Simon's account was closed, a spokesperson for Chase Bank said only that, quote, as a federally regulated institution, we follow federal laws, unquote. As America's cannabis industry joins the legitimate economy, its evolution is being handicapped by a lack of basic banking infrastructure, a fact directly tied to its uneven legality among the 50 states and the ever-present threat of criminal action by the tut-tutting federal government. Well, while logistical issues facing dispensaries are well known, obstacles to setting up most of the basics of commercial operations extend far afield, hobbling scores of vendors and service providers who could help the industry emerge from the shadows. This could get a lot messier as of next week. We'll talk about why that is here in moments. It's not easy to be in the cannabis legal business. If you're an illegal dealer, you got no problem. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to go into business. This is Free Talk Live. We'll tell you about it.
If you need a website for your blog or new business, it can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
How confident are you in your food storage?
If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Manna Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Manna Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Manna difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free to take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we all know the power of a good T-shirt to catch people's attention, get a conversation started. If you're a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, you really ought to check out store.bitcoin.com. They've got the largest and best selection of T-shirts for the crypto enthusiast. And also they got a few other things like art and hardware and other great stuff like those Bitcoin accepted here stickers. They got those too. Store.bitcoin.com. Of course, you can pay in Bitcoin. Store.bitcoin.com. We'll talk more about speaking of Bitcoin, I think that could be a big solution for a lot of these cannabis shops that are finding their businesses being hindered by the old banking system. I want to talk more about how difficult it can be to just get a simple checking account. And the guy that we're, the story from Bloomberg is talking about, he's not even a cannabis shop owner. He makes videos for a living. But because he's making them about cannabis, that's apparently enough reason for the banks to say, nah, we just don't want to have your business. Have a nice day. So we'll get back into that here. It's Ian, Cody, and Johnson. But first, to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to James. He's listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. I guess I wanted to talk about, I remember not so long ago you all were saying, trying to find an antonym for privilege, and you had mentioned disadvantage, and that you were saying that, you know, you felt privilege was a bad word to use. So I was thinking that, you know, if you say the antonym for privilege is disadvantage, then the antonym for disadvantage would be advantage. So white advantage, I think any word that you try to replace privilege with is going to be bad, I guess, in the context of white privilege. And
I
of
see
course
what you're
I can
saying.
Rattle off, yeah, of course I can rattle off all the, I'm a, I guess, a black male, and I guess I can rattle off all the experiences I had. You know, we all have our experiences to a degree. I will say that I was arrested for breaking into my own car. They not find a good enough charge, so of course it didn't stick. But I haven't really. Maybe it's the way I talk. I don't know, but I haven't really experienced anything too bad besides that. So, And I live in Alabama, and I go into houses all the time, and I see all kinds of stuff. But
yeah, because I mean, a lot of people will tell you that just walking down the street, you know, while black, will get comments or, you know, weird stares, people crossing the street, you know, to avoid you. You haven't noticed that in your experience in the South?
Not in the South. Generally, you know, everybody says that it's a lot nicer down here. I am from Chicago, and it's a completely different thing up there. And
really?
That's where, well, actually, I won't get into that because that's... Why not?
Yeah, tell me about it. You're saying Chicago, it's worse to be black in Chicago than the South?
See, that's you have two different antagonists there. While, you know, down here, I have no problem with people of my same color. But in Chicago, I grew up in a Southside bad neighborhood, and there was a lot of antagonism up there, a lot. And that's why I didn't want to get into it, because I guess the subject isn't really, you know, black on black, I guess.
Well, the subject on Free Talk Live is anything you want it to be. So, I mean, you can call in. It's an open phone show. So what you're saying is that there's a lot of people who are also black who are more likely to antagonize you in Chicago than happens in the South.
Well, Chicago's a very segregated city. You know, Southside is depending, I guess, where you are. But, you know, mostly, you know, for the most part, everybody—I won't say everybody—but in the South, the southern part of Chicago is you know, black, and then the northern part is white. You have Hispanics somewhat on the west side. It's very segregated. So, where I was, I saw nothing but black people. So while I was there, to be honest, I didn't even know. You know, I won't say that racism existed, but I never experienced it. And I never experienced, you know, black people being racist to anybody else. So I just never, you know, experienced it until I got down here and I saw racism on both sides, all sides. And that was kind of a bit culture shock. But like I said, that's not.
But when you say there are antagonists, okay, so if you're saying you didn't experience racism in Chicago, but you had antagonists, who was antagonizing you?
It's a hard thing growing up as a black person, and, you know, I guess especially being like me, talking, you know, I guess proper, being book smart. But
so you were antagonized because you're like a nerd, not you know, you're the jocks or whatever were pushing you around. Was it that kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Okay.
Have you been called an Uncle Tom?
No, I have not.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of, you know, funny because, you know, I guess when people would describe me, I would think to, you know, in Living Color when they had a skit about Uncle Tom's. And I was like, oh, you know, I wonder if that's what they think. But I guess nobody's ever said it to my face. But, but yeah, that's going across my mind.
All right. Well, James, thanks for calling to share your experience tonight. Was there anything else you wanted to get out there?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Thistle, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Thistle.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I called in to talk about water rights, get down the brass and tacks, the nitty-gritty of it. But Sarah called in and was talking about Latinos and Hispanics, and I just wanted to say real quick that in Nevada, in the primary, the majority of Latinos and Hispanics voted for Trump. So and that's here and there. But what I want to talk about was water rights, right?
Please.
Like, I have not only a right to drink water, it's my... If I don't, I'm going to die. But because I have that right, it doesn't give the government the right to give it to me, right? Like, you have a
well,
right.
Governments don't have rights because they're criminal organizations. But if you have a right to water, that sort of presupposes the idea that you would have access to anyone's water. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Meaning that you would have a right to come and drink water from my well?
I don't have the right to walk into Walmart and grab a bottle of water because I have a right to drink water.
Okay. What does it mean then?
I have to inquire my own water. But if I inquire my own water and I have a jug of water in front of me and some goon comes with a badge and a hat that says, you cannot drink that water.
Yes.
You know,
correct. You have the right to your, you should have the right to your own property, whether that be water, whether that be marijuana, whether that be, you know, whatever it is that you.
I think we'd easily argue that you should have the ability to collect rain, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything that can be taken away would not be a right. It would be a privilege.
That's true as well. Well, I said should because I'm including all property in that, and some of those things are illegal, right? So marijuana in a lot of places is not legal to possess, but you should have the right. As a human being who has a thing that you have justly acquired, you should have the ability to use that in whatever way that you want, whether it's pouring the water down your throat, pouring it all over yourself because you're hot, or, you know, boiling it because you want to. You know, you should be able to do as you please with your own property. So what we're really talking about here is the idea of property rights. The property right to water is generally respected by governments, although, Johnson, you gave the example of where they're not respecting it, which is there are some governments that prohibit the collection of rainwater. So all of these things should be legal.
I don't know. I was just saying, I'm sitting here distracted because you said pour the water over yourself because you're hot, and I'm thinking of white T-shirts and, you know.
Hopefully you weren't talking about me.
Slow motion, you know, photography, you know, that kind of thing, you know, like just shaking your hair back and forth, you know.
You weren't thinking about me doing those things.
I grew up.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead, Thistle.
Oh, I grew up in Southern California, and as a young kid, I'm older now, but as a young man, I worked at a place called Clean Jeans Buggy Shop in Glamis, California. And illegal aliens would come that had walked all the way across the border, and they were dying for water, and he would deny him water.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's right or nothing. If it was me, I wasn't there when it happened. I heard of it, you know.
Wow.
And, but,
that's the nice thing about water is it's plentiful and it's cheap, so it's not hard to give it away to people and help people in need. Hey, thanks, Thistle, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it shouldn't be hard to get a checking account, but apparently if you have any kind of business that in any way relates to marijuana, whether or not you're actually selling the plant itself, it's super difficult to get something as simple as a checking account. We'll continue with that, and you can share your thoughts. Plus, a self-help story that Johnson has. It's Free Talk Live.
It's going to be ubiquitous. People need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.